You are strong. You are loved. You are amazing. You are stronger than you think. You are doing great. All your hard work will definitely pay off. How does it feel to hear those words? You probably are feeling happy, like you receive a love confession. Hello, cheerful people. My name is Ade, and this is Weekend Cheer On. I am a student, and I make research on self-improvement topics and share what I have learned. On today's episode, I'll be talking about affirmations. I'll be explaining what affirmation is, importance of affirmation, and the types of affirmation. But before I dive into affirmations, I would like to share some word of advice from a friend on the importance of the kind of words you speak and how they impact your life.
The Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. This simply implies that whatsoever we say shows the intention of our heart. When you speak to someone about something, or when you make a suggestion, it shows also what the content of our heart. And we have to always guide what we say, because what we say really goes a long way. And most of the time, what we say determines.
All right, that is that for that. Thank you very much. All right, back to affirmation. What is affirmation, or what are affirmations? Affirmations are words, phrases, or statements that, when repeated regularly, can change negative thoughts and promote positive thinking. They are positive statements used to encourage oneself, and it helps to build or boost self-esteem. So, what are the importance of affirmation? Affirmation has a lot of importance, but I'll be listing just a few. Affirmation helps to reduce negative thoughts. It helps to increase happiness. It helps to keep small things in perspective. That is, it helps us to see and appreciate things that looks insignificant to us. It keeps us in a positive mood, which is good for our cardiovascular health. All right, types of affirmation. There are different types of affirmation, but I'll be talking about just two. The first one is the motivational affirmation. This affirmation helps to motivate you, just as the name implies. Example is, I'm in charge of how I feel today, and I am choosing happiness. Sometimes you don't have to go online and listen to motivational speeches and stuff. You can just motivate yourself. And the next one is self-love affirmation. These affirmations help you to boost your confidence and also boost your love toward yourself. For example, you can just say, I love myself more every day, and I am worthy of good things. You don't have to go online and start searching for affirmations and stuff. You can just write it yourself. You can create your affirmation by yourself. Just write down the words that you feel, if you hear from someone, it will motivate you and make you feel better. For example, I am stronger than I appear. I am in charge of my happiness. I am beautiful. I am wonderfully and fearfully made. I am wonderful just as I am. I am succeeding in life. I am love. And so on and so forth. You can literally just motivate yourself. And that is that for today. It's been a while since I recorded my podcast, so I've been having a little bit of cracks here and there. Please bear with me. And I'm also sorry for not being consistent. I have reasons for that, but I don't want to make excuses. All right, this is the end of today's podcast. I will try my best to be more consistent in releasing podcasts every Friday. Remember to check up on your friends, your family, your hi, your hello, your how are you doing can literally be saving somebody's life. Peace out. Happy weekend. I love you guys.